Create Art Podcast Project, National Poetry Writing Month 2024, Day 20. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. So it's April of 2024, and that means it's National Poetry Writing Month. And I've participated in National Poetry Writing Month for a number of years, but this is the fifth year in a row that this podcast has participated in NAPWRRIMO, and I'm really proud of that. As a matter of fact, I'm so proud of it, I'm going to go back these 5 years and pick out the best poems, or what I consider to be the best poems, and actually put it out in a book later on this year. So if you have some favorites out there, feel free to let me know what they are. But what is National Poetry Writing Month? Well, it was started many, many years ago. And basically what it is it brings poetry to the forefront and reminds people of the power of poetry. And so how people participated in it is they go to NAPWRRIMO.net, that's NAPWRRIMO.net, and they get a prompt each and every day. And sometimes the prompts are a different style of poetry that you're not used to or never heard of before, or different subject matter, whatever it is. It's a way for you to flex your poetic muscles and to go ahead and write some poetry that, you know, can help you out in your day-to-day life, or maybe inspire you to do something else. I do it to, like I said, flex my poetic muscles, because poetry is the first art form that I participated in that I felt I could really express myself. Now, when you go to their website, what you'll find there is you'll find the prompt, and then you'll find in the comment section under each and every prompt, other poets that have put their poems in there or links to their websites in there. And that can give you a really good sense of community. It can expose you to poets that you would have never heard of before. So definitely check it out for yourself, because as artists, we all need to be plugged into a community of people that understand what we're doing. They may not, you know, do the same subject matter or do it the same style, but having that group of people there that really understand what it takes to write or to create whatever artistic discipline that you're involved in, it's great to have those people there that you can bounce ideas off of and connect with. Another reason why I love this is because there's nobody sitting on your shoulder and saying, hey, you didn't do the prompt right, or hey, you missed a couple of days, which I have done. I am recording this on the 22nd of April, but this is for the 20th of April. But I missed a couple of days, mainly because on the 420, obviously 420, for those of you who know, but it's also Record Store Day, and I went out and bought a bunch of jazz records, which are really fueling my creativity today. So it was time and money well spent. And then yesterday on the 21st, I went ahead and mowed the lawn, played with my kids, and I just needed to be, you know, dad for that day. So yeah, and nobody yelled at me. Nobody said, hey, Tim, you failed. I just got right back on my horse today, and I decided I'm going to start writing some poetry and listen to some good jazz. So that's what I've done today. Okay, let's get into today's prompt. Well, actually, the 20th's prompt, optional as always. Write a poem that recounts a historical event. In writing your poem, you could draw upon your memory, encyclopedias, history books, or primary documents. Now, if you're interested in a little bit of research, you might find interesting this collection of letters written during the American Civil War, or a collection of primary documents concerning South Sea voyages. Or perhaps you find something of interest in digging through Europeana, an online clearinghouse for digitized materials from cultural institutions across Europe. So let me tell you what I did. I just put in a Google search for weird events in history, and I came up with something that I thought was awesome, and that is that Ronald Reagan, back in 1961, recorded an album that was promoted by the American Medical Association, and it was a talk against socialized medicine. And there is actually, you can listen to it, and I'll have the link in the show notes here. You can listen to the record and listen to what he has to say. It's interesting, and it has not aged well. This one's entitled Crate Digging. A package had been sent to me, the shape familiar, just over 12 inches square. So carefully I opened it and found placed with care a record sleeve with no picture, and the only writing on it was Ronald Reagan, 1961. I opened it and found the familiar shape of a 12-inch record with no label. So I took off the record I had played last, something by Miles Davis or John Coltrane, and put this new, mysterious record on the platter. Recovering from the demon rum and weed that my jazz obsession claimed on me, I pressed the play button, and the tone arm raised, moved over to the starting groove, and sat down as delicately as a mother placing her newborn baby down for a nap. I sat back into my easy chair, and the sound of Ronald Reagan's voice came over my speakers. There was no music, just his voice droning on and on. He told me the horrors of socialized medicine, and how they would destroy my savings, how it would cost me my livelihood, how it was un-American, how my son, he must not have read my FBI file, would not be able to decide where they could go to school, or what type of job they would have. And I sat there, transfixed on his words. They seemed so wise. He would never betray me. How can I, in my sunset years, face my children and my children's children and tell them of what it's like to be free when socialism draped in liberalism takes over our country? I am hoping that Trump Bibles gets to me before I die and go to hell because I didn't read his holy word. By the way, I take a size 10.5 wide, Donnie. So yeah, that is today's piece for 420. Hey, there we go. And I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening to this as I pop it out here. Yeah, I was shocked that Ronald Reagan had done that, but not really. I mean, he's been a political figure, you know, forever and a week, and a two-bit actor. So there we go. And we have interesting things happening with Donald Trump for sure, with his Bibles and his tennis shoes and all that jazz. So, and hopefully no jazz musicians are doing music for Donald Trump. If they are, they should be banned. Anyhow, that's just my thoughts. So again, thank you for listening to this poem here. I hope you really enjoyed it. And if you'd like to reach out to me and let me know if you're participating in NaPoWriMo and you would like me to read your poems, or if you have questions about how you can do that, or you want to tell me what's going on where you're at, or if you'd like to be on the show, feel free to email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. I definitely want to make this a 5-star podcast for you. So also give me your critiques. Tell me what you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear more of, what you want to hear less of. Trust me, I have thick skin. I can handle it. I do read all the emails that are not spam emails, and I try to respond to them as quickly as I possibly can. Keep in mind, I'm a one-man show here. So definitely let me know what you're thinking about this show. And you know, the reason I want to make it a 5-star podcast is because I want you to be able to share this with your friends, your other friends that may be artists, or somebody that's thinking about getting into the arts. I want to build that community that I talked about earlier with you. So reach out and go ahead and do that. And speaking about, you know, reaching out to people, you can share this podcast. There's a share button on your podcast app of choice. No matter which one you use, you can share it with friends that way. And I'd really appreciate that. Speaking about sharing podcasts with friends, I also run another podcast. It's called Find a Podcast About. You can find it at findapodcastabout.xyz. And that's where I listen to a bunch of other podcasts and review them and bring back the ones that I really enjoy, so that way you can outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. A lot of times I'll have the host of that podcast on the show talking about their inspiration, talking about their journey, talking about behind-the-scenes stuff that you're not going to hear anywhere else. So definitely take a listen to that podcast and find that next binge-worthy podcast. All right, it's time for me to let you get back on with your day. I'm going to get back on with my day. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I hope you're having a really fruitful National Poetry Writing Month. Now go out there, tame that inner critic, create more than you consume. Don't put on any records that have blank labels. You never know what you're going to be listening to. Go out there and make some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.